Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Been a fun couple hours this morning. Chopping it up. There's the people are, everybody's in on Fantasy Camp. Everybody's rolling in right now, bringing all their gear in. Exciting to see. I've only seen just one coach, though. Heath Bell, I think, is the only coach that's here
now.
I haven't seen anybody else, but that's all right. We got plenty of time.
We were here yesterday setting up. We saw Tempe was here. Gary Templeton. Sweet. He was, like, beaming. He's so excited for this.
Sweet angel that Tempe is.
The coaches are the rock stars, though. They make dramatic entrances.
They do.
You know, you gotta wait and pick your moment you walk in. That's a big moment of the week.
Well, I think they were all at the moon last night as well, so I think that probably has a lot to do with
already.
It.
Already. Told one of the coaches, I won't put him on blast,
Andy Ashby,
maybe shut the bar down last night. No, actually.
Okay.
Day one.
Yeah, day one.
Day zero,
does it
actually
rhyme with Schmake Schmeeby?
No,
potentially.
Also, no.
Okay.
One of the campers was like, yeah, man, like, we got in yesterday and found out everybody was going to the Moon Saloon, and a bunch of the coaches were there drinking with us, and a couple guys might have closed the place down, so they might be a little bit late this morning, but everybody's excited, man. It's going to be such a fun weekend.
Should we have been at the Moon Saloon last night?
Probably. Yeah. We probably should have
been.
Why
are we not able to do it? It's not like
We have this gig. That's why.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, as bad as it would have been, as bad as you could have imagined this morning if we shut down the moon last night.
Tonight or tomorrow, though, we can sleep in a little bit on the weekend.
Yeah, tonight or tomorrow, we're going to howl at the moon a little bit.
There are plenty of watering holes in Peoria, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
But that one
plenty of holes to water.
And they're not D.C. bars.
They're not like
they're
in D.C.
Or Glendale.
Or New York or L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. The moon's a hole in the wall.
It is. Yeah, it's a dive bar. It's a dive bar for sure.
Yeah.
But
that tends to be where the baseball guys hang out when they're here for spring training in Arizona, and certainly here during fantasy camp, where things are quite a bit looser. They run a very tight, at least a tighter ship during spring training.
As far as we know, yes.
There's a lot of work being done. Fantasy camp's fun, and there's a lot of fun activities that go on.
It's such a privilege to be here. It's so much fun, and you can see they got 25 rookies coming out that have never been here before. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's some good athletes, good players. The guys that have joined are younger. I just ran into a guy that plays on a 18 and up AAA team in San Diego Adult League, and he's nasty. He's a pitcher. And I'm like, oh, great, here we go. All right, going to have to ratchet it up a little bit this
week. Who invited
that guy? I know, right? Who invited
this
guy? They
may need to start dividing fantasy camp into, good, like 40 and older 40 and 40 and younger or something.
Benny, that is a great idea. That is a really good idea.
It's funny, we were talking about it on the drive out. We were wondering, what other MLB teams that have fantasy camps, and we're like, what does that look like? Like the Yankees, for example.
Hold on. How hard do you throw, by the way?
Morning.
Yeah. Low mid 80s, fantastic.
This looking forward to that.
Can't wait.
But we were talking about the Yankees. I was told they have 400 fantasy campers at their camp.
Yes.
They have two separate week-long camps. One in November, one in January, right now. They have a weekend camp. They have a women's only camp. They have a family camp. Like, it's crazy. It's insane.
And well, then you look at, yeah. And you should, Benny, let everybody know who's going to be filtering in here pretty soon.
All right, so a couple of things, items of business. Coming up in our next segment, straight from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, where he watched his Miami Hurricanes defeat the Ole Miss Rebels last night in the college football playoff semifinals. Our beloved friend Jesse Agler is going to join us.
Come on. Off-season Jesse, yeah, what a treat.
We've never had Jesse on from Fantasy Camp. Just happened to be here for the game. He's an alum of Miami. So we're going to have Jesse. And because of that, we're going to play Take on Woods a little early. So we're going to do it actually later this segment in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
If you'd like to be our contestant, try to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. Remember, it's music, TV, or movies. You get your choice from the three categories. Take on Woods with a chance to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. Start calling now, 833-288-0973. Adam will get a contestant on the line, and we'll play here in just a couple of minutes.
And you'll have to text me, Paulie. I'll go far away, and you text me, and I'll run back in and jump on the mic and finish up.
So fun to be here because, unlike spring training, when we're planted outside in the freezing cold, we get to be right in here in the hub between the Padres, Major League Clubhouse. The training room is to our right. The minor league clubhouse, which is now the overflow clubhouse for fantasy camp, because there's more fantasy campers than there are big leaguers.
Oh,
they
yeah.
can't all fit in the major league clubhouse. So some of them are over to our left. It's still a very nice minor league clubhouse as well.
It's
fantastic.
The minor league clubhouse is interesting. We were in there last year, and we told them, we're like, hey, we've been here plenty of times. We're luckiest guys in the world. Put us, we'll change in a closet.
I'll change at the Airbnb. I don't care.
We're good. And so we were in the minor league clubhouse last year. We're in there again this year. And you'll come in and you're tired, you're sweaty, you want to shower or change, whatever. And then there's like Ethan Salas is like around the corner from you, and he's like working out, getting ready to go work out or whatever. All the prospects, they have the other side of the minor league clubhouse. There's just a little makeshift like partition separating the two rooms.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild.
I feel terrible for them because those guys are professional baseball players, and they got to be subjected to a bunch of hardos. Out here, it's. I do. I feel really, really bad for those guys.
And then just down the hall to our left, maybe the best part of it all is the Padres breakfast and lunch room.
Yes,
which is usually for all the players. But while you're here as a fantasy camper, you get to go in. They have a full breakfast spread, all the cereals you can imagine, and not just the healthy ones either.
They got Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They
in
got
there.
Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You guys remember? I almost died in there last year.
You almost
remember that?
Is that where you choked?
Yeah, I was eating before the show started, about 10 minutes before the show started, and I was down sucking down a breakfast, and I choked on a piece of turkey sausage. And my friend Alex, our friend Alex from B&B Appliances, happened to be in the kitchen at the same time as me, and I'm pointing to my throat. I couldn't get it out, and he came out and Heimlicked me 10 minutes before the show started. And had he not been in there, I don't know, I would have run out here and had one of you guys do it, but I was as panicked as I've ever been. So
they say that if there's no one to do the Heimlich, you just slam
on
yourself
a chair?
Against a chair or a wall or the floor.
Can I just
to
say
try to dislodge it? I would have liked a video of that.
Can I just say that I don't know that I would have remembered that. Like, I know that, but I don't know in the moment.
Yeah, panicking.
I panicked. So I'll be careful eating. I'll chew my food.
Like the closest you've been with choking?
Oh yeah,
on food.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that's terrifying.
It was terrifying. I you get stuff caught and you're like, and you get it out. I tried. It wouldn't come out.
I had one. It was like a piece of steak or something, and it just got lodged. And you're like, there's the ones where you're like,
yeah,
one little
like a lump. You're like, come on, get it down.
It just needs one little nudge, and then you're fine.
Yep.
And then there's the one where it like kind of blocks off the air.
You're like,
this is actually serious, and I'm very terrified right now.
No, it was a little piece of turkey sausage, man, and it just got caught. And chew your food 27 times, they say.
I usually get up to the 5 or 6. At
me
least.
Too. Yeah. You're a fast eater. I'm a fast eater.
I know.
Yeah. So hey,
I know you should always chew a little bit more.
We're
than
getting
you
older. Yeah. You got to be a little bit more cautious. Okay.
All right, you ready for a little Take on Woods?
I'm ready.
Got a contestant on the line. Let's play today's game.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
Brought to you by Bay Alarm Security. security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And Adam says we have Matt in Santee on the line. Good morning, Matt.
You can fade the music down. Thank you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. All right, Woods has left the area, the general vicinity, so you get to play your half of the game first. And remember, our new rules, you've got a choice of music, movies, or television. And if you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar at his residency at Park MGM Las Vegas, a two-night stay at Park MGM and a $100 gas card. Just go to Ticketmaster.com to get your own tickets for Sammy Hagar's residency next year, or actually later this year now, at the Park MGM. All right, here are your categories to choose from, Matt. We've got our music category, new one today. It's That's Not Very Nice. Five songs with an insult in the title. Our movies category is Cruisin' for a Bruisin', famous Tom Cruise movie quotes. And the TV category, Not on the Map, five TV shows set in fictional American towns. So what would you like to play? That's Not Very Nice, music, Cruisin' for a Bruisin', movies, or Not on the Map, TV?
Let's go Cruisin' for a Bruisin'.
Cruising for a Bruising. All right, so in this game, you'll have 60 seconds to try to identify five Tom Cruise movies based on one of his famous quotes. I will do my best to recreate the iconic lines from Tom Cruise. We don't have the audio, so I'm just going to have to do it myself and act it out a little bit. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, you can pass. We will come back to it if there's time left on the clock. Matt, are you ready to play?
Yep, let's go.
All right. I was hoping that we wouldn't have to do this one here at Fantasy Camp with people milling around, but we'll give it a try. Let's put 60 seconds on
the
clock.
There's no pressure.
All right, Matt. Here comes your first one. Your time begins when I start the first question. Good luck. Start with an easy one. Let's take on Woods. And remember, you're naming the movie. Show me the money!
Oh, God. Pass.
Red light, green light.
Pass.
Porsche, there is no substitute.
Say it again.
Porsche, there is no substitute.
Pass.
Uh-oh.
Claire, I'm more afraid of being nothing than I am of being hurt.
Top Gun?
Incorrect. You used the memory of my dead son to set me up.
Pass.
Show me the money!
I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, red light, green light.
Were
these too hard? Matt, have you seen any Tom Cruise movies?
Have you heard of Tom Cruise?
All right. Here, are you texting
him?
I won't give the answers. I won't give out the answers since Woods will be on his way back and is going to have to at least get one to beat you.
Here he comes.
I feel like he's going to do a little bit better. Thank you for playing, Matt. Really appreciate it. All right. As Woods returns, it's a movies category today. I won't give you the specifics, but I will be acting out a famous quote. You need to tell me the movie that it comes from.
Okay, you're acting it out?
Yes, I am acting it out. Right. We don't have the audio, so I have to do it myself. All right, let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when I say the first movie quote.
Okay.
All right, good luck. Let's take on Matt. Show me the money!
Jerry Maguire.
Correct. Red light, green light.
Pass.
Porsche, there is no substitute.
Risky Business?
Correct.
Wow.
Claire, I'm more afraid of being nothing than I am of being hurt.
Claire.
Pass.
Wait, Breakfast Club.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
You used the memory of my dead son to set me up.
They're all from the same actor.
Oh, they're all from the same actor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Red light, green light.
I guess that one. I don't know. I don't know. Taint. I have no idea.
All right.
I'm out.
You got two. You did win. 2-0. Those are all Tom Cruise movie quotes. Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
Mission Impossible. Red light, green light.
Okay.
Risky Business. You got. Days
it.
Of Thunder is Claire. Hmm. And then Minority
Claire?
Report. Claire, I'm more afraid of being nothing than I am of being hurt.
And then what was the last one?
Minority Report.
All right.
That was good movie. That was a creepy movie.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was cruising for a bruising was the movie category today.
Of course it was.
Jesse Agler
is
here.
Our special guest is here. Jesse Agler, fresh out of the college football playoff semifinal last night, will join us coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got a little breaking baseball news from The Athletic this morning. If you can believe what GMs say this time of year, but Diamondbacks general manager Mike Hazen has told The Athletic that Ketel Marte is off the trade block.
Okay.
He will be remaining with the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League West for the foreseeable future. They were certainly exploring trade options for Ketel Marte, thinking about signing Alex Bregman. I don't know if that means that's not happening now, but it looks like Marte is going to remain with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But that's a topic for another day, because joining us right now, fresh off an appearance at last night's college football playoff semifinal just down the road at State Farm Stadium, University of Miami alum Jesse Agler is with us here on 97.3 The Fan, the voice of the Padres. Hi, Jesse. You want to break down the Diamondbacks? Please get your microphone hooked up.
Hang on.
All right. No, it is not working for some reason.
Here.
Pauly.
He's working.
Plug
here.
In. Try it
try
again.
Try now.
No, we got nothing. All right.
Here, take this.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Jesse for a second while we figure it out. Jesse, how was the game last night? You want to talk about the Diamondbacks first?
No, I do not want to talk about the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
But that's interesting about Marte. The game was incredible, man. I mean, you know, it's like when you go into something, when you do what I do for a living, and then you go into something as a pure fan, it is a very, very different experience, you know, than what we're kind of used to. And I'm talking about, you know, having to, like, park in a parking lot as opposed to in a bus that just drives you right up to the stadium. But then also, you know, kind of all the craziness that goes along with being a fan and feeling the things that a fan feels. You know, when I'm working a Padre game, like, I'm so locked in on work, like,
sure,
I feel some of that stuff, but it's very, very different when you're there as a fan. And so I was a lunatic last night.
You can't let yourself get carried away.
Exactly.
When you're working,
you're doing your
and
job.
You're on the microphone.
Exactly,
but you can kind of let yourself get carried away a bit when you're just cheering for your alma mater. Were you always a giant, like fan of the Hurricanes when you were at school. You went to all the games. And
I mean, I worked at the student radio station. We broadcast the games. Last time Miami played in the Fiesta Bowl was my junior year of college, national championship game against Ohio State, and I broadcast the game on student radio. And so, yeah, I mean, I got to be around a tremendous program, football and baseball in those years, national championships in both sports. And it was just, it was cool to be around that again. It was neat because, you know, moving to the West Coast, you don't know a lot of Miami people anymore. And so just like walking through the parking lot yesterday and seeing everybody in the shirts, it was like, oh, wow. Like I haven't felt that in 15 years.
Yeah.
So that was cool. That was
neat.
Did
you take your belt off and beat it against
I did. I am not Michael Irvin.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Very few are, by
no,
the way.
No, only one, actually.
There's only one Michael Irvin. Yeah, I told you yesterday on the phone, I hate Miami. I've always hated Miami. Yeah. That's okay.
No, I hate Notre Dame, so it's fine.
There you go. But you can't watch that football team and not go, Jesus, they're nasty.
They're
just nasty. And a seventh year senior or whatever, graduate leading the charge. I kept waiting for Carson Beck to make a mistake. He made the one mistake, but really, like, played a really good game. And then, obviously, with his legs, got them in the end zone. Your feeling when that – when you saw him break free and you're like, there's six yards or 3 yards ahead of him, it's over.
That was right in front of us. We were kind of in that corner where he was running to.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, look, I'm a lunatic sports fan like all of us. So there were still 18 seconds left, I think, when he scored that touchdown. I'm like, oh, too much time. You know, I mean,
it's
that
true.
Was like, I mean, and sure enough, I mean, they had a shot at the end. And it was a little bit of a hazy ending. But I love that we're breaking down X's and O's on football. We never do that.
Never. It's so fun.
But, yeah, it was just cool and exciting. And, look, they're not asking too much of that guy. Like, they've got a tremendous offensive line. They've got a pretty good defense, a really good defense. And, you know, that's the way they're trying to win games. And they're not going to ask him to go throw for 350 yards, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Old school football.
One of the funniest moments after that touchdown by Beck, one of the assistant coaches tried to give Mario Cristobal, like, a celebratory hug. He turned around with the most scathing look, like, how could you possibly celebrate with 18 seconds
remaining?
Are you insane?
Yeah.
And he was right. The game was certainly not over yet, but it brings up the possibility. Well, there's two intriguing now matchups. We'll find out tonight, but it'll either be Miami against Indiana, unquestionably the story of the year, maybe of the century right now in college football, or it could be Miami, Oregon against Mario Cristobal's old school, where he was the coach at before, which would also be an incredibly intriguing matchup. Who do you want to face? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't play that
happen?
Game. Yeah, right. Yeah. But, you know, Francisco Mendoza, the Heisman winner, the Indiana quarterback, he's from Miami. So that's a cool storyline, too, obviously. You know, I try not to get in my own head, even like with the Padres. I'm like, oh, people are like, oh, you want to see the Phillies or the, you know, the Dodgers in the second round? No, man.
No,
whatever.
No.
However it breaks, it breaks. You know, that's kind of how I feel about that. But it's just, like, that program means a lot to me. Like, and they've been mostly bad
maligned.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
And,
I've loved it.
And with no excuse. I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
And so it's cool and nice, and it feels like the universe is like back on its axis, that they're good again. And I don't want to say like it feels like they're playing with house money at this point, but it does a little bit.
I know that feeling last year when Notre Dame's in the championship game, and I'm like, I've got everything I could have ever asked for. And, and you run into, you know, a tough Ohio State team, you're like, all right, that's tough.
I know you don't get to back to Miami that much, but what is that place going to be like?
It's going to be insane.
With the game actually being at Hard Rock Stadium for the next week and a half.
It's going to be wild. And look, there will be plenty of Oregon/Indiana fans there because of the way bowl ticketing works, so it's not going to be like a true home game, but I mean it's going to be an atmosphere. You know, I was lucky enough, I got to grow up, you know, as a kid and in college going to games at the Orange Bowl, and I think it's very similar to how people talk about Qualcomm, you know, with the Chargers, like when the place was rocking, like it's just different. And
did
every
it smell
once
funny
in
like
a while
Qualcomm
oh
too?
Yo,
yeah.
It smelled terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Terrible. The building went up in the 30s or whatever, and it was a madhouse, and you're gonna have some old school Orange Bowl feel, I think, at Hard Rock Stadium for that game, unquestionably.
Well, let's talk some Padres with the great Jesse Agler, who joins us here in the off season, which is it's a rare treat for us and our audience. All the tier ones out there certainly miss you.
Hi, guys.
Gearing up for another season.
Yeah.
How's your training going for the upcoming season?
My training is going okay. You know, I mean, it's rest, recovery kind of stuff.
Yep.
Although you can't tell after the game last.
last night.
Right.
But, you know, it's starting notes on the new guys and kind of getting ahead of that game. Very glad about Michael King.
Yes.
That's, like, the biggest thing that's happened, right, yep. by far to this point. I think that's huge. And, you know, on a personal level, just as great of a guy as there is. So nice to have him in there.
How about Stammen? Craig Stammen.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a chance now to talk to him a couple of times, just us. And we liked him. We liked him when we talked to him. It's hard not to. You'd be weird if you said, "Not, I don't like the cut of that guy's jib."
No, no one's going to say that.
Nobody's going to say that ever.
I mean, he is stepping into something that is different than anything he's ever done before.
Yeah.
And so we'll see what that ends up looking like. We'll see how it goes. But he is a guy that has immediate respect in that room that's right behind us. And that's the most important thing on a team like this. This isn't a young team, you know, where maybe it's like, all right, hey, let's get coach them up. You look at some of the younger managers hired around the league and these younger teams that are probably not going to be World Series competitors. You know, you want coaches, you know, lowercase c, to be around that team to help these guys become more major league ready, because that doesn't happen in the minor leagues now the way it used to. But with a team like this, it's expected to compete for a World Series title. You need somebody who's going to come in there, and you're not worried about him teaching cuts and relays. They'll do that at spring training, don't get me wrong, but like, that's not why Craig Stammen was hired. Craig Stammen was hired to keep that room right over the course of the long season, and he proved as a player, as a reliever, by the way, which is borderline unheard of, that he's got the ability to go and do that.
Like him and Hoffy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and,
I mean,
and
it's Heater, a short
Heater
list.
To some extent, too.
Sure. I mean, it's just, it's not something you often hear, and we heard it when Craig was a player, so this isn't revisionist history. You heard people say, man, he can stand up in front of the whole room and talk. Joe Musgrove can do that.
Yep.
Even as a starter, it's rare. As a reliever, a non-closer, it's insane. And that tells you everything you need to know about Craig Stammen.
Talking to Jesse Agler here at Padres Fantasy Camp, and let's not forget, I think one of the most important moves they made was retaining Ruben Niebla and making him the associate manager as well. You've spent time like we have with Ruben. How important is it that the Padres going to keep him and even expand his duties and what he's going to be responsible for this season?
I think he's as good of a pitching mind as exists in baseball right now. I mean, do you have to say anything besides that? He's a guy that is completely at the top of that field. And, you know, to go back to the football thing, you know, Miami last year, arguably a better team offensively, terrible defense, fired the coordinator, brought in a new coordinator this year, have a whole new starting secondary pretty much, and it's one of the best defenses in the country with a coaching change. Coaching matters. Coaching matters. At every level, coaching matters. And so you have a guy like Ruben. I hate to think what this pitching staff would be like without him.
100%.
And, I mean, that's how good he is. That's how important he is to this thing. And you're right. That's as big as anything else that's happened this offseason, is making sure that Ruben is still, you know, here in that role and, as you said, in an expanded role as well.
Now, is this the first time you've actually been in Arizona during fantasy camp?
Yes.
Any early thoughts?
I got to duck my head in there and kind of take a look around.
Of the athletes?
I mean, like, what are we, well, like, skill level wise, what's the range here? It's pretty broad, right?
Very broad.
Yeah.
There are good players.
There's good players.
And there are not good players.
Right. And that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, do you have sort of like every version of the guy, like the guy who takes it too seriously, the guy who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that takes it too seriously?
I've only run into one. No, my ass. I've only run into one. He pointed at me. I take it seriously, but I mean, I play
he
hard.
He takes
but
the right amount of
but I'm not a hard.
Are you like going into second base hard?
No, there was one guy in all the years of camp, and I remember last.
I mean, you talk about unwritten rules, like
at camp, you do not like don't. You don't need to.
Do you guys steal bases?
Yeah. You get one an inning. One. So if you get on base, you steal, because nobody's going to throw you out.
Can you get traded to, like, Angels fantasy camp?
I'm the only one that has ever been traded in fantasy camp history. Terry Kennedy traded me from his team to Tim Flannery's team.
He wanted a part of you.
Correct. And it was a better situation for me anyway. But I saw TK. We hugged it out this morning. But, there was one guy here that was a real hardo. I remember watching him, like, hard tag and like push the guy off the base and then boat up over him.
Wow.
And it was like, we don't do it like that out here. We're not doing that out here.
Did he take the coaching? Did he chill out?
He did. He did chill out. But no, it's mostly just a bunch of guys that they love the stories. The stories are really what you pay for. I mean, you can play baseball with 10 of your friends at home.
Yeah.
It's not the highest level.
Do you have
baseball.
10 friends? I do. Not.
I do. I got 10 friends. But you get those stories and it's the behind the scenes stories. Yeah. And that's where That's the goal.
Did I see Gary Templeton walking
around?
Tempe's
here. Tempe's great. Yeah, it's amazing.
I think
man.
Jake Peavy is around.
Peavy's around, and Ashby's coming, and Hoffy's coming, awesome. And it's the greatest.
That's Scans so cool. making his debut.
I saw Scans at the hotel last night.
At Fantasy
Hard
camp.
To miss.
Yep, big tall right
with Jesse Agler. I mean, Don Russillo came in for a day a few years ago and put on the uniform. Would Jesse Agler
ever seen the video.
To,
would you ever do it?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, you're like me.
I was like, there's no reason to. I got to drive back to San Diego anyway. Whenever, I don't want to embarrass everybody.
I get it.
I could pinch run one time.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I'd go steal one bag an inning.
You could get our one bag.
How about, here's this.
Enough.
Like, somebody walks, you pinch run me, I go to second on a grounder.
And then score on a single.
Go to third on
another grounder,
and then steal home.
Steal home? Done. Yeah. I don't think stealing home is allowed.
He wants me to take at least one at bat.
He wants to take a bat.
I think if I swung a bat right now, one of my shoulders would dislocate.
It does.
I'm worried about all of that.
That kind of stuff is what I don't want to mess with.
I can't wait for this. We have to do this weekend.
Monday.
You could do like Monday. A Ben and Woods fantasy camp, or like you go in your backyard with him.
Yeah, and just and just do all sorts of different sports. But Jesse, we'll let you get back, dude. Yeah. I know you're driving back today. Safe travels, number one. Looking
Thanks.
Forward to the season. We'll see you out here at spring training in a few weeks. I mean, it's what
first
it feels
game
like.
Is 20th of February, right? Yeah. So barely
against the Mariners,
away.
Of course.
Against the Mariners, always.
Yeah. Big Dumper will take, I'm sure, 6 at bats.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and congrats to the Miami Hurricanes.
I know that pains you to say that.
I have a class act, though.
They earned it. They earned it. They're a tough team. Jesse Agler, voice of the San Diego Padres. We'll take a quick timeout. I've seen Tim Flannery just walked in. Major Garrett's now here, too. So we'll have more guests coming up. Don't go anywhere. Going until 10 o'clock this morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's starting to fill in here at Padres
Fantasy really
Camp.
Man.
Everybody is showing up. We've got another special guest about to join us. First, let's get a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so we have a bit of a special moment here on Ben and Woods at Fantasy Camp.
A couple of them.
Sitting down with us is our good friend, our Fantasy Camp rookie, our housemate, and chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, Padres fan extraordinaire on the East Coast, Major Garrett. But standing right next to him is our good friend Tim Flannery, who's back as a Padres coach. So does Tim know that, that Major Garrett picked number 11 for his fantasy camp number?
In honor of Enzo Hernandez. Also who wore 11 first, and Craig Shirley after that.
And they've never met. You've never met Tim Flannery before, so this is the first time.
As this will be all week, I'm kind of speechless in your presence, brother.
I'll catch up.
All right, so they're going to have a lot of time to chat.
I'm way behind on the emotions.
It's great to meet you, just wanted to make sure the introductions were made, so they have been. Major, walking in for the first time to see the Major League Clubhouse, what was it like?
So, look, I'm an imposter here, a full-blown imposter. Didn't even make my JV team in Madison in 1979. But I've dreamed about this for years. I mean, years. More than a decade. And I'm in a very competitive news business. There's always news. News always intrudes, and I've always set it aside. But last year, about this time, I made the decision that no matter what, I was going to do this camp this year. And to walk into the clubhouse where incomprehensibly great athletes belong and be permitted to walk in there, me, in possession of comprehensibly bad baseball skills, and not to be ejected immediately, not to be thrown out as some sort of trespasser, and then let's take this up to the next level. There's a locker that's got my name on it.
Yeah, man.
And a jersey with my name on it.
Yep.
And the number I picked.
For Tim Flannery, who walked behind you.
Right. And Flann is right here, smiling at me like, please don't leave. You can stay. It's as good as it gets. In any kind of person's life, when you dream of something and then you're able to touch it, it's as good as it gets.
Well,
and right now I'm in that space.
If you feel like a fraud now, just wait till batting practice, okay? Just wait till batting practice, and then it will really, really sink in how none of us belong.
They'll be like, have you ever held a bat in your hand?
Major.
Ever?
The funny thing is about these fields, too, you'll square one up, and you'll go, ooh, I got that one, and you'll see it fall 12 feet over second base, and you're like, how does anyone hit one out ever? It's amazing.
The first grounder will go through my legs, I guarantee you. The first pop fly, I will stagger around and miss.
They're scary.
I will stagger around. Yep. I will lose it in the bright blue sky, and it will be amazing. It will be amazing.
How'd you sleep last night?
Great.
Was it nice to get up in the morning and not have us yelling?
Did we wake you up? No, not at all. You're very polite house guests.
Thank you, man. It's such a pleasure to have you. We spent a lot of time last night at dinner.
And to your point, I spent about 45 minutes at the house stretching this morning.
Good for you. Yeah, it's very important. We spent a lot of time at dinner last night talking about Flann. Flann is my favorite. His daughter, my wife, are good friends. I've coached his grandson, Jesse, before. And he's a special, special human being. And the stories that he's going to regale you with are second to none. He's one of the best storytellers in the business. And he just did something. We just had a really couple of cool moments here. You got to meet one of your heroes.
Yes, straight up.
And Tim Flannery. And he brought me something that I don't quite know how to react.
The sacred text.
It's the sacred text.
You had to promise to protect it with your life.
Yep. Get Flann on for a sec. Can you let Big Tall Righty, Bob Scanlon.
Scan!
Major.
What's up, man?
Can I borrow your mic for
one sec?
And we'll have Tim Flannery jump on with us as well. And we'll talk about this. But he brought me the manual, dude. Like, Flann, welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure
to have you.
You are the best, man. And so you had told me, Woodsy, I know how much you love to coach. I've got years and years and years of notes written down. Now, you gave it to your son-in-law, Travis.
Yeah.
Because he's also coaching.
Yeah.
And coached last year. What happened? Why is it in my lap now?
I told Trav I was going to pick it up. And I was over at the house the other day, his house, because they were in another Caribbean or Bahamas or
another
whatever,
vacation.
Fiji, wherever he goes. But I saw it in there, and I just said, you know, I needed to get it to you since I'm coming this week. And I thought you'd like it. I don't like it.
I love it, man.
Well,
I'm amazed.
That's 25 years of coaching and being coached from some of the greats, from Dick Williams. And then you heard last year Mike Shildt talk about his education in the St. Louis Cardinals organization with George Kissel and all. when I started, when I came back in 1992 to start coaching, to learn how to coach in the lowest minor leagues, and I managed at every level, and I did it for 25 years. I wrote everything down at nighttime. I would come back, and even I had a typewriter because I had just left Channel 8 News.
Yep.
ASDF, JKL, Simicol, and right? And I would just start typing things, and I kept this through the years. There's also rules, and when you see the players who played for me, and I know Arkis and Franco is one of them, and you'll see there's a way to win a ball game. And the Padres last year started really showing it, because I know Schilt was making sure they were in the big games. How do you win? You move runners. You use productive outs. Anyway, I think you're going to like it. Just don't lose it, because
I will not
I'll
lose
never
it,
be able to remember any of it.
I was going to say, do you have it all memorized? So, no, it's all written down. You got to go refer to it still. Can you find stuff in there? That is the most overstuffed notebook I think I've ever seen.
This is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable honor, and I feel like I can and will learn so much to help talk about the game in a better way, but also to play the game in a better way and to coach the game in a better way. I'm very, very touched. My legs are shaking, actually. Like, it's crazy. I can't believe I have this. I've been wanting it for so long. And Trav, who I'll be coaching against at some point, has been holding out on me. He didn't want me to have it. He didn't want me to have the secrets. And now I've got the secrets as well. So thank you, Flan. I can't thank you enough for this. I can't wait to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And I'm blown away.
I used to hide it from Bochy, because he always, give me that book. I want the book. They always say you got to play by the book. You got the book.
You're the only guy
that's got the book. I go, you're not getting it.
I'll hold it up so everyone can see it.
That is the book of baseball, according to Tim Flannery.
This is unbelievable, man. Outfield fundamentals. Boom. I mean, this is great. You got drills in here. This is incredible. Incredible. Thank you so much, Flan. You're the best.
Man. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Flan. Appreciate
Let's
it.
Get
man.
On that Advil.
Yeah. You got anything stronger? No, wait. I know you do. Stay away. Stay away.
Don't eat the cookies.
Do not eat the cookies, Tim Flan.
That's just a taste, Major, of kind of what you're in store for the next 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, already I can tell the camaraderie is off the charts.
Yeah.
I met a guy right across from my locker. He has a whole set of cards. He gave me a Tim Flannery card, which I didn't have. Mike Lopez. He's like, here. I said, can I have this? He goes, yeah, take it.
Get it signed. Yeah, no doubt.
You know, I didn't have a flank. I have a Terry Kennedy card. Yep. I have a lot of 84 Padre cards. By the way, a friend of mine sent this to me. I don't know if have you seen the Steve Pearlman thing on the 84 Padres?
Jeff Pearlman, yes.
Jeff Pearlman.
It's unbelievable.
It's great.
Yeah.
Find it on YouTube. It's great.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
He's one of the best at telling that story. One of the craziest teams of all time,
yes,
he said.
Exactly.
Just absolutely bananas.
And they all hated Dick Williams.
And they all hated Dick Williams.
And didn't like each other very much.
Yeah, didn't like each other very much either.
But became a team August 12th, 1984 in Atlanta at Fulton County.
No question. We did Ben did a roundtable out here talking to all the guys that were involved, including Goose Gossage, and it was one of the best hour-long segments I've ever heard.
And a legendary baseball brawl.
Yeah, indeed, man. So we just got here.
Yeah.
Let's let Major get back to enjoying camp. But
we can get your perspective on Monday and Tuesday and how the weekend went.
Today's a little wild.
Little camp under your belt.
Exactly.
Because there's so many experiences that you're going to have.
Go try that uniform on, man.
Yeah.
Go try that uniform on.
Yeah. Have you toured around the complex at all yet, even?
No.
Had a chance to look? That's pretty amazing as well, just to see the fields, how well-maintained and,
meticulous
they are. They're just absolutely incredible when you go
suitable
out there.
Suitable for great athletes.
Yeah.
And for a while, someone
like me
gets to be trespassing and not arrested.
I can't wait. Can't wait to get out there, man.
To be here and not be arrested is a really big deal.
Do you park in the players' lot, like we told you?
So, I think so. I think we did.
Yeah,
we parked where everyone else did.
Right, I watched you come in.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
That's always a thrill as well.
In quotation marks, you know. Except like in my business, I'm referred to as the talent, which I always put
in
quotation marks.
The cars get a lot nicer next month when spring
starts. They do.
And deservedly so. Deservedly so.
No question.
All right, Major. Get to it. And
we will
talk to you again. We'll see you back at the Casa.
Dreams come true, kids.
Give everybody your real take on the restaurant last night. Because Ben was a little... little embarrassed that I
thought he might try
up.
To oversell it. I didn't. I
thought
I was
good.
Worried.
Yeah,
it was
just good.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh,
was
no.
Good with an enthusiastic good. It wasn't mind-blowing.
Enthusiastic. Okay, yeah, I didn't say it was going to be mind-blowing.
Good with a lowercase
really
g.
It was really good.
Good with a lowercase g.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
They asked for it, you just got it.
And italicized, but not bold and not underlined.
Right, yeah. It's good. Fair enough.
It was okay.
Good. It's good.
It was good, man.
Okay. Thank
you,
Major.
We're going to take the time out.
And the company... Outstanding.
Woods was in fine
That's
form.
My last French reference while I'm
I
here.
Was. All right, we're going to take time out. Top of the hour. We will come back. Don't forget, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Final hour of the week. We are live at Padres Fantasy Camp in Peoria, Arizona. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.